What is going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Jobs Make Money Online Trainer podcast. It's your boy, B Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how entrepreneurs solve problems. So right now I am in Bali. I'm back in my fucking happy place. I'm absolutely stoked about it. We actually just checked into an Airbnb in Uluwatu. Now, typically speaking, when we come to Bali, what we like to do is we like to stay in familiar places because we don't just travel, we travel and work. And so for me, like I've always wanted to have a career or a path in life where I could travel to a new location, open up my laptop and like work by the beach. Like that dream to me has always been like ideal. And so when we go work, like I honestly spend 50% of my waking hours working on my business, working on my vision, working on my content, trying to upgrade my life. And then I spend the other 50% enjoying my time. Now, for me, being out here and working on my business at this time meant that I'm doing a lot of live streams, doing a lot of calls, like on top of my content. So I've really been working on dialing in my marketing and dialing in my sales process to make sure that, you know, I'm bringing in the right people to the Change Jobs Academy that are excited, that want to grow their business. So we check into this Airbnb, right? And we're in Uluwatu. And typically speaking, we like to go to Canggu because Canggu is like our vibe. It's like fast paced. There's a lot of other entrepreneurs there. It's really busy. There's a lot of local gyms that have really great, it's a really great setup. There's a lot of cafes that have great Wi-Fi. All the Airbnbs have great Wi-Fi. So Canggu is typically where we go, but we wanted to try something new. So we went to Uluwatu. So we get here and we check into the Airbnb on the first night. And as soon as we check in, Nick Schaefer, my videographer, has this like little app on his phone and it tests the Wi-Fi speed, which I didn't even know you could do, but apparently there's an app on your phone where you can just test the speed of the Wi-Fi in the room. And so Nick gets in and he like, as soon as he walks in, I got mad at him for this. As soon as we walked into the Airbnb, he comes up to me. He's like, bro, the Wi-Fi speed is 9 megabits per second. I was like, what does that mean? He's like, it's slower than your Dominican house, but it's like 1/3 of the speed of your Dominican house. And I'm like, the Wi-Fi in my Dominican house is slow as balls. So I was like, okay. So it's like the Wi-Fi is 1/3 of the speed of the Dominican house. I'm like, that's a problem. And so I open up my computer. I open up Zoom and I'm like, I'll know how fast the Wi-Fi is because of how long it takes me to connect to Zoom. It took me like 20 minutes to connect to Zoom. I was like, we're in fucking trouble. And so I started thinking, I'm like, the next day I had calls. And for me to be on calls in Bali, like I need to use Wi-Fi. And also like the reception in this house is like, it's like one bar. And it's like 3G. So it's like the worst reception, the worst Wi-Fi. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do here? I'm like, entrepreneurs solve problems. And so whenever we're in a situation, we have to solve the problem. So like, I opened up my phone and I looked and I'm like, I messaged the girl that runs the Airbnb. And I was like, yo, listen, like I just checked the reservation for the Airbnb. There wasn't anything mentioned about there being like dinosaur Wi-Fi. I didn't say dinosaur. I was like, very slow Wi-Fi. I was like, this is a problem. I'm like, so either tomorrow, number one, we have to have increased Wi-Fi speed and like the speed of the Wi-Fi needs to be like 10 times what it is. Or number two, like I will pay the cancellation fee and I'm going to have to check out of the Airbnb. I'm like, those are the two options because like I cannot stay here in this house because my calls start at like 3 o'clock in the morning for me. The coffee shops open at 7. So I can't stay here in this house unless there's good Wi-Fi. So like either there's great Wi-Fi tomorrow or I need to like leave. And so she messaged me back. She's like, I'm so sorry. I had no idea. Like, I'll do everything I can to like fix it. And so we ended up leaving the house. I actually started working in the morning to try to like get the Wi-Fi to work. And it was working decently at first, but I was in the middle of a call with a potential client that was interested in working with me. And in the middle of the call, like literally he sounded like a robot off of Transformers. It was like the reception was like coming through like all shitty. And I was like, yo, Timo, I'm like, I got to pause you for a second, bro. I'm like, I'm sorry. I got to end this call. I can't hear a word you're saying. I was like, I got to dip. So I literally packed my shit into a fucking backpack, took my scooter, drove my ass to the nearest coffee shop, took me 10 minutes, got to the coffee shop, opened up my laptop, reconnected to the Wi-Fi and fucking hammered the call. And Timo actually joined. So Timo, what's up? If you're listening to this, I fucking see you. But the purpose of this conversation isn't to talk about my sales process. It's to talk about the ability that you need to have to solve problems. And I actually think that the reason that I developed problem-solving abilities isn't because I became an entrepreneur, but it's because I started traveling. Because when you're back at home, right? Like, let's just say as an example, my videographer, his name's Nick. He's a vegan. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But Nick came out here, and as soon as he started using his bank card, instantly his bank card got locked, right? So as soon as he started using his card got locked. So Nick, like, tried to call his bank, and his bank's like, yo, we're sorry, like, you know, your card's locked. You used an incorrect PIN 3 times in an international location, so you can't use your bank. And so he's like, okay. So then he tries to use his visa and his visa's locked too. So now he just can't take out money. So because we're here, right? Like I'm here, Kirsten's here. Nick can just come to me and be like, hey, like, can you take out money and then give it to me? And I will like be happy to pay you back. And of course we'll do that. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. But when you travel solo and you run into situations like that, you don't have somebody to be able to be like, hey, do you mind if I like use, like, do you mind taking out money from me? You're by yourself. And so when I first came out to Bali, I came by myself. I was just getting over a breakup. I've talked about this lots on the podcast. So if you listen to some of my podcasts, you'll find it. But I was by myself in a third world country. One of my bank cards got locked and the other one, I got lost. And so I called my bank and I was like, yo, like I'm in a third world country. I can't access my money. My card's locked. Can you help? And they're like, yeah, we can help. We'll send you a bank card. It'll take 2 weeks to get there. And I'm like, I don't have 2 weeks. Like I'm like in a foreign country. I'm like, you can't send me a card in 2 weeks because like I might be out of money slash like I don't have any cash. So if you don't let me get access to my money, I remember like in that moment being so I actually felt like the world was going to end. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to get out of this situation. I'm so screwed. And I had nobody to rely on, right? Now, when we're back in Canada, or we're back in the United States, we're in Australia, and we're like, you know, we've got our people. Like if my bank card gets locked, I can call my mom. I can call my like grandma. I can call my best friend. Like, and they'll just be like, dude, like here's some money. I can also drive to the bank and the bank will probably give me a new card on the spot. But when you travel and you travel solo and you're in a new country and you're not like around familiar people or a familiar environment, and you don't know where the banks are, you don't know how the rules work. Like it's a completely different animal. And I think that the ability to like go traveling solo really developed my problem solving abilities because I've caught myself in situations. Like there was one time I remember me and my buddy Taylor, we were in Bali together and we were driving. And if you guys ever go to Bali, write this down. Don't stop for cops. Okay. That's never stopped for cops because in Canada, if a cop, there's like a side of the road where they're doing like, you know, crossing where they stop you and they pull you over. In Canada, if you drive, you know, up to a place where there's a bunch of cops pulling people over, you pull over because if you don't, you go to jail, right? Like you just do that. In Bali, if there's a bunch of cops going like this, pulling people over, if you pull over, they're going to shake you down. And when I say shake you down, they're going to be like, let's say you have a helmet on, they're going to be like, where's your international driver's license? And if you don't have an international driver's license, which by the way, is only $25 to get in Canada. I never drive around with one. Neither does anybody else. They'll be like, where's your international driver's license? And I'd be like, I left it at my villa. They'll be like, okay, cool. $5 million or you go to jail. That's what they'll do. And so when you go to Bali, don't stop for cops. Long story short. So I'm in Bali and I tell my friend Taylor, I'm like, we're in Bali. I'm like, if cops try to stop you, don't stop for cops. He's like, understood. So me and Taylor are driving our scooters. Then we see a cop pulling out in front of us. And I see the cop and I'm like, nope. And I fucking dip around him and I fucking peace out because I'm like, I'm not interested in getting shooken down. It's happened to me multiple times. I was like, I'm not fucking, not today, sir. Not fucking today. I peace out. And Taylor doesn't heed my advice, ends up getting pulled over by the cops. So this is like 24 hours before me and Taylor are supposed to fly home. And I remember like pulling over to the side of the road and I was like, fuck, like he just got stopped. And so like I pull over, I get off my bike, I'm hiding in the bush and I'm just like, and then I see Taylor like on his motorbike, peace out. And then the cops following him because they're trying to find me because I just fucking peaced out on them. So then I'm like, holy fuck, Taylor's trying to find me. But the cop that's following Taylor is looking for me. So I'm like, shit. So I remember like once Taylor and the cop peaced out, I like went back to my Airbnb. I called, you know, one of my friends at the time. And I'm like, yo, I'm like literally fucked. Like, I'm like, I have no idea. I'm in Bali, third world country. Cops are chasing Taylor. I ran away. I don't know what to do. Freaking out. Calm down. And I just like breathe. And I was like, entrepreneur solve problems. I was trying to get a hold of Taylor. Couldn't call him. Ended up just turning on my location because I'm like, maybe Taylor will find me. And he ended up seeing that, found me. We ended up getting away, not getting arrested. But situations like that, where you're like, you're forced to figure out a solution to a problem really levels up your ability to be able to solve problems in your business. And guys, no matter what kind of situation that you are in right now, I promise you there is a solution to the problem. You know, if you're working on your coaching business and none of your content is hitting, it's like understanding that like entrepreneurs solve problems. Let's figure it the fuck out. Like, what do we need to do? You know, if you're in your DMs with a prospect and they cancel the call on you, understanding that there's a solution to the problem, entrepreneurs solve problems. So what are we going to do? If you need to make a Canva graphic for your next 14-day challenge and you don't know how to use Canva, instead of being like, I don't know how to use Canva, entrepreneurs solve problems, open up a fucking YouTube video, watch it, learn how to use Canva and use it. Entrepreneurs solve problems. And so this mindset of like, no matter what situation I'm faced with, there is a solution to the problem will allow you to navigate through life's adversities with ease. I think what a lot of people do is when they're faced with an issue or a problem or a circumstance that they're struggling with, instead of being like, what's the solution to the problem? They're like, oh my God, this problem is so large. Like, I'll never be able to break through this problem. I've been struggling with this problem forever. There's so many things that are wrong and there's so many reasons I can't fix the problem. When in reality, when you just start looking for solutions instead of problems, you will find them. And oftentimes the solution is a lot easier than it's made out to be. I remember, let's go back to the Bali bank account story where my bank card got locked. Couldn't get access to my money. Personal bank card, which I lost, and a business bank card. Now, my personal bank card, obviously, they were like, we'll replace it for you. It'll take 2 weeks. My business bank, I called them. I'm like, yo, like, can you like unlock this? And they're like, nope, sorry. It's locked for international use because it's a business bank. And I was like, okay, like, I guess I'll just accept that. And I hung up the phone. And then I remember like sitting there laying on the floor, just like wanting to fucking die. I'm like, I have no money. I'm in a third world country. I'm going to die here. And then I called one of my friends, Cam, who's one of my first ever mentors. And I was like, Cam, what do I do? Like, I'm in Bali. I was like literally having a panic attack. And all he said to me was, entrepreneurs solve problems. And I was like, fuck you. So then I like, and ended that call, laid on the floor. And I was like, this 23-year-old entrepreneur, I had no idea what I was doing with my life. And I remember I was like, okay, so the bank locked my business card for international use. I'm like, I wonder if they could unlock it for emergency situations. So I called my business bank and I'm like, yo, I was like, let me explain the emergency situation that I'm in right now. Like, I'm in Bali, third world country. You guys have offered a replacement card, which I appreciate. It'll take 2 weeks to get here. I don't want to die in third world country. I'm like, is there a circumstance or a situation where you guys would be able to unlock my business bank card for international use? She like paused for a second. And she was like, I think we actually do have something like that. Let me put you on hold. And I was like, holy shit. And I was like sitting there like, I was like, oh my God, I might have solved this problem. And then she came back on the phone and she's like, I just talked to my supervisor and, you know, he said, based on the situation that you're currently in, he's like, we're going to unlock your bank card for international use. You're good to go. So just like that, I got access to all my money and I was able to survive the next 3 weeks in Bali. And I was like, thank the Lord. And it was literally just because I was just willing to look for a solution to the problem instead of sit in the problem itself. So let this podcast be a reminder to you that no matter what problem you're facing right now in your business, in your life, whatever, there's always a solution to the problem as long as you're willing to look for it. All right. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you got some value from today's episode. If you did, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. It's the Change Lives, Make Money Online Trainer podcast on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, all the things. So I'd love for you guys to subscribe. If you are subscribed to the podcast and you haven't given me a rating yet, I would highly encourage you to do so. Giving me ratings on the podcast app or on Spotify is really what helps the podcast grow. So I would absolutely love to have a rating from you guys. And if you're listening to this and you're like, yo, I'm so interested in working with you and your coaching team, send me a DM on Instagram that says 10K and I'll have a conversation with you about your coaching business. Peace, love, and protein. Have the best day of your entire life. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.